In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and I would like to speak to you about the brown scapular. The word scapular comes from the Latin word scapulae, which means shoulders, and refers to not only the shoulders, but also the whole back. The scapular as a garment refers to that garment worn by the monks for their manual labor in order to prevent their habits from being soiled. And this is why the scapulars of the Trappists and of the Dominican lay brothers are black, because they would do things that would actually turn their habits black. So it started out as a type of apron for the habit. And all the religious orders wore scapulars. The scapular, which is so commonly worn as a devotion to Our Lady, is properly the Carmelite scapular in a shortened and miniature form. In the middle of the 13th century, Saint Simon Stock, the then prior general of the Carmelites, received the scapular from Our Lady herself. When he was elected to this post in 1245, Saint Simon, who was deeply devoted to Our Lady, asked her for a sign of her love and her protection of the Carmelite order. And Our Lady consented to this request, and in London, in the year 1261, Saint Simon received a vision of Our Lady surrounded by numerous angels and shining in heavenly splendor, in which she promised him and his religious institute a unique benevolence and protection. As a pledge of this protection, she gave him the scapular of the order, saying, "Receive, my beloved son, the scapular of thy order, the badge of my confraternity, a privilege granted to thee and to all Carmelites. Whoever dies clothed with it will not suffer eternal flames." The authenticity of this heavenly vision is attested to by Peter Swingthans, who was St. Simon's companion and secretary, who affirms that he himself heard the story of the heavenly vision from St. Simon Stock himself, and that he wrote what St. Simon had dictated. Furthermore, the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church upholds its authenticity by incorporating the vision into the lesson of Matins of today's feast. It would be erroneous to maintain that the mere fact of wearing the scapular at the moment of death will automatically preserve one from eternal damnation. It is of the faith that no one can know for certain whether he will be saved. The scapular is not some sort of charm or talisman with special magical powers. And unfortunately, some lay people look upon it in that way. Rather, it is a sacramental which carries with it the promise of the Blessed Virgin Mary, for it is a sign of devotion to her, and its promises will be fulfilled, provided certain conditions are fulfilled by the wearer. Those conditions are the normal conditions required for the salvation of our souls. St. Robert Bellarmine states that sacred scripture attributes frequently the power of justification or even salvation to some object, not because it has of itself the power to save, but because it possesses the power to do so, provided other conditions are present. Pope Benedict XIV declared that the promise of the scapular must not be understood as meaning that anyone who wears the scapular will, by that fact alone, be preserved from the sufferings of hell, for other good works are commanded, and one of them is that one should always persevere. The wearers of the scapular should, therefore, always persevere and never despair, should they fall into sin, and pray to Our Lady frequently and especially in times of temptation. One should not conclude from these remarks, however, that there is no real benefit to be gained from the wearing of the scapular, since one can be saved, it is true, even if he never wore it. The Carmelite scapular bestows great privileges on those who wear it, since it is a sign of the singular protection of Mary and a pledge of the abundant grace which she will obtain for her clients if they observe the commandments and live piously. If they are in sin, they will do penance. If they are in the state of grace, they will persevere in it and thus obtain eternal beatitude. But this should be understood in the sense that the Blessed Virgin will do her part and will intercede for those who wear the scapular as long as they do not place any obstacle to the graces which she wins for them. For the wearer of the scapular remains free and is therefore capable, through a hardening of sin, of frustrating the promise. All this is to say that the scapular should not be worn as a license to sin, but as a pious devotion to Our Lady to be accompanied by the observance of the commandments and prayer. The very same may be said of the 9 first Fridays. If one were to frequent the 9 first Fridays with the thought of obtaining the certitude of salvation despite an intended life of sin, the communions would be sacrilegious and the effect would be thwarted from the beginning. And it is not impossible to conceive that someone would have such an evil intention of saying, I can live a life of sin if I make these 9 first Fridays and still obtain heaven. And if he does that, he commits a sin of presumption, and his communions are done for an evil intention, and therefore in the state of mortal sin. And then there is no making of the 9 first Fridays, because the communions must be worthy communions. They must be made in the state of grace. In a similar way, if one wore the scapular with the intention of sinning with it, in order to escape the punishments of God, the very act of putting it on would be a superstition and would be itself a mortal sin. On the other hand, if one should sin frequently and even mortally, if he should continue at the same time to wear the scapular out of a hope that Mary will obtain for him the graces necessary to do penance and to go to heaven, then he is wearing the scapular in its proper spirit and should continue to do so. The other privilege attached to the scapular is the release from purgatory on the first Saturday after the wearer's death. This is known as the Sabbatine indulgence or the Sabbatine privilege, and it has been approved by many popes, including Pope Paul V, St. Pius X, and Pope Pius XI. The fact that this devotion to Our Lady takes the form of a scapular, which is a sign of manual labor, should remind us that it is a pledge of humble service to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The fact that it is so visible means that by wearing it, we are required to make profession of our faith and of our special devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The scapular has been described once as the livery of Our Lady, and just as horses in front of a carriage are all hooked up and connected by livery, so we are attached to our Blessed Lady by this livery that we put on ourselves of her scapular. Scapulars were also worn in the Middle Ages, it should be noted, by knights over their armor to show their allegiance to their liege lords. Similarly, we wear the colors of the Blessed Virgin Mary on our shoulders to show our allegiance to her. It should be noted that one must be enrolled in the scapular, for it is not sufficient merely to put it on. Once enrolled, it is no longer necessary to have a new brown scapular blessed. You merely burn the old one and put on the new one. One should not be superstitious about taking it off temporarily, for example, to bathe or to shower, since there is no neglect or disrespect intended in the momentary removal of it for that purpose. It should also be noted that scapulars and other sacramentals in general should not be used by non-Catholics. Therefore, you should not give scapulars to non-Catholics. In 1910, St. Pius X permitted the substitution of a medal for the wearing of any of the scapulars, as long as the medal has been blessed for that purpose by a priest. The medal must have on one side an image of our Lord showing his Sacred Heart, and on the other, any image of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The wearing of the scapular is a devotion that pertains to all times, for men sin in all times, and in all times need the special help of the Blessed Virgin Mary. But in these times of particular faithlessness and impurity, the wearing of this holy sacramental is to be more fervently encouraged. If you have not been enrolled, then ask to be enrolled. If you have been enrolled, and this was almost always done at First Communion, and are not now wearing the scapular, then take the trouble to piously bear this holy sacramental on your shoulders, which marks you as a faithful son or daughter of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and which will gain for you, if worn with the right intention, the fulfillment of her promise to preserve you from the fires of hell. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.